Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The cattle futures were mixed to steady today, didn't really do just a whole terribly lot following a two-week terror here. The markets rallied nearly $15 in the feeders and about half that in the live cattle, but we finished steady here. April feeders were the one bright spot on the feeders, and then April live cattle, the one bright spot on the live cattle, but mostly steady. Box beef at midday was down 19 cents on choice at 222.09, select down 21 at 215.56. Yesterday we had 179 loads moved. That was the highest for the year of 2017, so that was kind of a bright spot. We're moving a lot of meat. Cash trade, it looks like anywhere from 130 to 136 in the live cattle cash trade. So that was pretty good for the week. And then, of course, we've got this cattle on feed report, which comes out at 2 o'clock. Early estimates on feed as of March 1st were 100.1% of last year. Placements in the month of February are 98.8% of last year. And then marketed in February, 103.5%. Of last year. So not really a whole lot of outlying numbers here. Most of it's right in line with where we were last year at this time.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures finished higher in the wheat. The one bright spot here, Chicago wheat led the way up 4 cents. Kansas City only up 1 1/4 at 442 even, about 3 cents off of the low for the July Kansas City wheat. If you look at the chart there, we've sold off about 50 cents from the high just a month ago. Really, in the middle of March, it was about $5, and now we're 441, so nearly 60 cents off the high. If you look at the drought monitor, there are plenty of areas of really dry areas of wheat belt, northwest Oklahoma and western Kansas, all the way into Colorado. I know that the acres are going to be lower than previous years. Plus, if you add a drought in and unfavorable economic conditions in terms of the price of wheat, could make for some short covering rallies somewhere down the road. I really doubt that there will be just a whole lot of wheat harvested given all that other. Soybeans were down 15 to 16 cents. July at 9.85, down 16.5. Corn about 1.5 lower. At the end of next week, we're going to have the USDA planted acres and quarterly stocks. Average trade guesses should be out next week, but calling for higher bean acres, lower corn, and lower wheat acres.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.